Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And I am off of work. Work two jobs and... oh. Damn it, Timmy Sims! I told Timmy I wasn't gonna cry. And Timmy's like, yeah, you're gonna cry. Everybody's saying that I was gonna cry. And I had to leave because, for one, I have to go to the bank and get the money. And two, their old man is packing, helping him pack. And he's pretty much all packed except for his bicycle. He was going to take the motorcycle, but it's too much weight on the back of the truck. And yep. My baby is leaving in a few hours. Damn it, Timmy! I have to be mad at somebody. People are gonna think I'm crazy. Here I am, driving, and keep wiping my face, and I gotta go to the bank and get money. I said that already. I guess I'm crying because I'm just scared to death something bad's gonna happen to him on the way down there. I mean, once he gets there, I don't have a problem. I'm not gonna worry. It's him getting and driving for almost 14 hours, and him and his dog, and just, you know, driving through the state of Illinois and driving through the state of Missouri and then driving through the state of Oklahoma and then half of Texas. That's got me worried. And he's, you know, going to be driving at night, and because it's already, you know, quarter after one in the afternoon, and Texas is in a different time zone than Central Standard Time. They're an hour behind, if I'm not mistaken. I think it divides somewhere. I get lost where the division line is, so don't quote me on that. But he has to be there tomorrow because tomorrow is his move-in date. And those that know, you know, you move in an apartment and you have to do the inspection with, you know, the management and do all the paperwork. And I'm just hoping he, you know, I'm letting him take care of a lot of the stuff. You know, like, okay, he's been dealing with the management for the apartment. And then tomorrow or Friday, he's got to drive into Dallas because his paperwork for his new job is not at, it's still at corporate, and their corporate is in Dallas, so he's going to have to drive into Dallas. And it's not as far, like, from here to Chicago, but it's still, you know, still a drive into the big city, and especially if you're not familiar with the big city. So, I mean, Rockford here is 150,000 people as opposed to Chicago. Well, you know, Chicago's an actual, the inner city as opposed to the burbs. Oh, what am I even saying? I have no idea. But, that's the whole thing, is just getting him, you know, going. You know, oh, okay. You know. Okay, I went to the bank and got the money. And, you know, it's pretty bad. Oh, God, I wish I didn't do this. But it's pretty bad when you're walking through Walmart and you start to cry. And then I went to the dollar store. Why? Well, because the spending money makes me feel better. And I bought my man-child some energy drinks. He drinks NOS. Red Bull just didn't do it anymore, so. And then I got him some chapstick, some toilet paper, a roll of paper towels, some lemon bread from the bakery, some Mountain Dew, some bottled water, Rockford's own Mrs. Fisher's potato chips. You can only get them here. A whole big pound bag. A can of soup, some fruit snacks, and hand sanitizer. what else did I get? Some fruit cups. And I think that's it. As long as I don't talk about it, I'll be okay. All right. Talk at you later, people. Laterness.